Chapter 6, Fire Attack. Cao Cao's ships sailed out to test Pang Tong's idea. Soldiers on the chain ships walked and moved without problems, even in a strong wind and high waves. They could do their jobs easily, as if they were on land. Cao Cao was very pleased. One admiral was not happy about the ships. He said,
"They could attack us with fire. If one ship is on fire, the other ships will catch fire."
Cao Cao laughed and said,
"It is winter now. There are only northwest winds, and I am in the northwest. If Zhou Yi tries to attack me with fire from the southeast, he will burn himself. Don't worry."
Zhou Yi was watching Cao Cao's camp. He saw all of Cao Cao's ships on the water. He was afraid. Zhou Yi told Zhu Zheliang,
"This is a bad plan. We agreed to attack Cao Cao with fire, but it is winter now. There is no southeast wind. Without the southeast wind, we cannot win the war."
Zhu Zheliang said,
"I will pray. Heaven will bring us wind from the southeast."
Zhou Yi then told the ships to get ready for the fire attack. Wang Gai put dry grass covered with oil inside his ships. As he was getting ready, he felt the southeast wind start to blow. Zhou Yi thought,
"Now is the time to kill Zhu Zheliang."
He sent some men to find Zhu Zheliang. However, Zhu Zheliang had already left. He had sailed away on the boat that Liu Bei had sent for him. The southeast wind grew stronger. When it was in full force, Huang Gai sailed up the river with his ships full of dry grass. Cao Cao saw Huang Gai's flag. He remembered the letter and thought Huang Gai had left Zhou Yi. So Cao Cao was not ready to fight at all. Huang Gai's ships came close to Cao Cao's ships. Then Huang Gai set fire to his ships and attacked. Cao Cao's ships were chained together. No ships could break away from the others. Soon, all of the ships were on fire. Cao Cao was also caught in the fire. On top of that, Huang Gai was looking only for Cao Cao. One of Cao Cao's generals helped him jump into a small boat. Cao Cao headed for the shore. On the shore, Cao Cao was attacked by more men. They were Zhou Yi's men coming by land. In the battle, Cao Cao lost most of his men. He himself escaped.